Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Eric Rogers is within shooting distance of his second world title, team roping, in the header division. The Navajo Cowboy leads our Indian contingency at the 63rd Annual Indian National Finals Rodeo. Concluding round number 7 of 10, the competition went this way. In the bareback riding, Jesse Pope claimed another round. The Cowboy from Kansas was 88.5 on all pink of the J-Bar J Rodeo Company, Sparky Dreesen's horse from Montana. Jesse Pope is number one in the aggregate with better than 615 on 7 head of horses, just $12,000 behind Casey Field in the world title race for the bareback riding. Steer wrestling. It was the Louisiana show. Tyler Wagasback from Gonzales, Louisiana, won the round with a 3.3 second time. Sulphur, Louisiana's Tristan Martin is the fastest on 7 head in the bulldogging, and Jacob Talley from Keechee, Louisiana, is leading the world standings. Indian country and team roping, Coleman Proctor at Cherokee was no time tonight with his partner from New Mexico, Logan Coleman. They are 9 in the world standings. Derek Begay in Navajo was a no time with his partner, Brady Miner from Washington. Begay is presently 10th in the world header standings. Cherokee, Brenton Hall from Oklahoma was 19, a long time with his Montana partner, Chase Tryon. Brenton maintains 14th in the world standings. Former world champion Navajo Eric Rogers from Arizona was a 4.4 second time with Peyton Bray, his partner from Texas. Rogers is at 3rd in the world standings and within striking distance of his second world title in the team roping as a header. Junior Nagara is the number one man in the world standings for the healing division. Dustin Exquiza from Florida, number one in the heading team roping. The world champion from the last time we were in the City of Lights in tie-down, Haven Medjid from Montana, won the round with a 7.1 second time. Caleb Smith from Texas has been on fire all week, is the fastest on 7 and number one in the world tie-down roping calves. 89 points won the saddle bronc riding for Wyatt Casper and a horse called Broken Camp of the Big Bend Rodeo Company in Oregon. Brody Kress from Wyoming is the best on 7 at this point. Only 5 have ridden all their horses. Rider Wright is number one in the world, looking for his 3rd title, saddle bronc riding. Haley Kinzel won the barrel racing with a 7.45 second time. The young cowgirl is 2nd in the aggregate and 1st in the world standings in the cloverleaf pattern. Bull riding, Stetson Dale Wright, defending champion of the world, was on a bucking bull. Johnny Thunder of the Raptor G Rodeo Company of Texas, scoring an amazing 90.5 point ride. Sage Kimsey is number one in the world standings towards his 7th world title, riding bulls. Haven Midget had this to say after winning a round in the tie-down roping.
You know, my horse Beyonce, she's a huge blessing. She makes my job so easy. She's so honest, and you know, it's nice to have a good horse when you're back in the box because it makes your life easy. Prepared really hard for this deal. You know, I just want to hit the barrier and press and keep winning as much as possible.
We spoke to Haley Kinzel after a win in round 7 barrel racing.
Thank you. She's been just getting better and better every night, and I'm really grateful for that, especially this late in the week, to be still improving and climbing and getting faster and not getting tired on me or anything. She's just handling it. Do our best as we can.
Wyatt Casper, the champion of round 7 saddle bronc riding, had this to say.
Yeah, it's good to be here, making a trip to South Point.
Yes, sir. Talk about that horse for us.
Broken Camp. I talked to my traveling partner, Jake Clark, about him, and he might have made that horse sound a little better than what it was. A little easier. Just every jump coming around there, just getting heavier and bucking harder. So it was good. I hope everybody's enjoying it as much as we are.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.